Blog Talk Radio.
Brought to you by P4P Muscle Productions and Entertainment, the number one drug-free athlete sponsorship foundation in the world. Following under the teachings, don't trust me, trust my hustle. The ringleader of this show and conductor of this machine is Kaylin Lend Your Ear Patterson. Sit back, relax, and turn up your volume to P4P Real Talk.
Wow. Hey, everybody out there. We're going to try this again. We had a little crazy in the beginning. I'm just happy the show is live and we're actually going. This program is sponsored by P4P Muscle, the number one drug-free sponsorship foundation and opportunity in the world. If you are a drug-free athlete and looking for a solid foundation to stand on and a vehicle to drive your goals, check us out at p4pmuscle.com. And now, let's talk. And we also have the website, and we also have the app, and so many more things that JB and Joe have been rolling out. So let's get right into the skinny of it. We were talking, you know, we've been talking about the match athlete, what it takes, what should be known as not something that a urine test or a polish should be able to show, something you should start. Everybody else should just get confirmation of what you're already doing. And I'm going to bring JB in because he and I talk a lot about this because it's very near and dear to both our hearts. How we feel on this, and so we're just going to basically invite you into our little world where we talk to each other and make sure we stay on solid ground and don't slip or trip up or say anything that causes others to maybe cross to a side that they shouldn't, because I know that that's not in our hearts in any way. So, JB, come on in.
Hey, you can hear me now?
Yes. Right.
Yeah, we had a bit of a storm between me and Kaylin, so we started off a little bit rough, but we're here now, and we're probably going to have one of these conversations that me and Kaylin have all the time, or sometimes we have it between each other, and you might have this conversation with a lot of your brothers and sisters in natural bodybuilding and sport, you know. Tonight, I feel that, you know, I was talking to Kaylin, and, you know, a lot of things we talk about from, you know, the, you know, believe it or not, the testing, you know, on both sides, just not the athletes, but also the organizations on the credibility of the testing, number one. The front street of natural bodybuilding, which I find no one really talks about. That get less played in. I mean, it's almost like it's taboo or something. No one seems to want to talk about more money for the athletes. I mean, I know a lot of the organizations do more money for the athletes. I know they say they bump up the prize money and stuff like that. And I, you know, and this is nothing, you know, whatever I say tonight is neutral down the board. I mean, even for us, man, I mean, I'm critical on P4P every single day on what we can do better. And everybody I know makes mistakes. No one's perfect. And so, you know, I don't want anyone to think that there's any disrespect. I'm just a straight-up dude. And what happens is, you know, that's what built P4P, is me being straight-up, and I'll be straight-up until I die, until they have to bury me. And my thing is that, you know, I have the utmost respect for people who paved the way and people who built drug-free bodybuilding and fitness, and I have my respect goes deep with that. I feel you can be able to have a vigorous conversation on how we can get better without it coming off as being disrespectful. And I think that's where like in social media and certain aspects where we get on those bunny trails to where someone says something, the other person takes that as a disrespect, and then the conversation dies. So my thing is we need to all sort of have to have thick skin and be able to have an open and honest conversation, because how are we going to ever fix anything unless we have those conversations or get better and stuff like that? It's not because of no one. I believe this. No one in our sport wants to see drug-free bodybuilding and fitness and all the other categories die. I'm pretty certain that everybody is a hugely devoted to this sport. I have no doubt about that. But sometimes there's, so many different opinions and so many different of aspects where people think this is the direction we need to go in. This person saying this is the direction we need to go in, and then on and on. And sometimes we get caught in the weeds and we start arguing about things that in the grand scheme of things, that we need to work on some other things first. And then, let's work on, whatever your opinion is, let's work on that. But let's also do 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 too as well. And stuff like that. I think we're fully intelligent enough to do that. And we need to have that conversation, I think the worst thing you can do is start, talking about who's a true natty and who ain't a true natty and stuff like that. I remember Kiyoshi said something at an interview that I thought was profound. He said at one time or another, someone was like illegal. He's like, because the banned substance list has been evolving for years. Mm-hmm. And my thing is, someone can be 100% natty and whatnot, but just because someone took a product that was not on the list, that's on the list now, and they're not taking it now, doesn't mean that they're less of a natty than that person that maybe didn't take that certain product. To me, being a natty is more than what's in a urine cup.
Yeah.
I mean, let's get that straight right there. When I found drug-free bodybuilding, it sort of freed me young. And what a lot of people don't understand, this sport, what we do from the gym, from the discipline, from the mental strength, from the willpower, it goes on and on, is a definite help, I should say, not just a help, but a life preserver for the youth. Mm-hmm. And I would even say this sport can save lives, because there's a lot of people a lot of youth that go down a wrong road, and this is sort of gets their aggression out, center them, make them understand, be humble, understand to wait for things, and stuff like that. That it takes hard work and dedication to get things that you truly want in life and stuff like that. These teachings are all through this sport. And that's not in a urine cup. And my thing is you don't hear no one talking about that stuff.
No.
And that's where I sort of get cynical on certain things. And don't get me wrong, I want a clean sport more than anybody. And here's my thing. Everybody, whatever anybody wants to do, if it's water, if it's, it could be anything. It could be, I don't care. It could be play school Play-Doh. I don't care how you test me. I know I'm clean. So let's get that straight right now. I know I don't care how you go about testing. I'm in agreement with however anybody wants to go and stuff like that. But I have a problem when the conversation is just about a urine cup. Either my thing is, you're talking about natty. Natty is a lot of things. Either you natty or you ain't. There's one or two things. Now, here's the thing. So, you know, I heard someone say a while ago, and I'm not going to mention names and whatever, one person came in there and said, well, hold up, JP. And stuff like that. We all, or not JP, but they put it out there and say, hold up. We all grew up on, Dorian Yates, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Lou Ferrigno, Olivier Sergier, boom, 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 and stuff like that, on and on and on. We all grew up on these people and stuff like that. So just because we are enamored and we are, we celebrate these people doesn't mean that we're not natty or natural. Now, here's my thing. First of all, let me break this down. I grew up on that stuff too. I've been lifting weights and all that stuff since I was 11 years old. And you had no choice but to grow up on there. I don't went to the Arnold Classic. I don't went to Olympia. I don't went to all those stuff. I have nothing against juice heads per se and whatnot. I have more against my own drug-free organization and federations versus them and stuff like that because to each their own. You know, I can't control what you do for your life. That's up to you. And my thing is that, you know, I'm not going to, you take care of your life, I take care of mine. And, but my thing is that now if you ask me what I prefer, that's something else. But my thing is I don't hold that grudge against it. And I grew up on all that stuff too and stuff like that. But you know what else I grew up on? Similac. I grew up on that too.
Mm-hmm.
But eventually you grow up. And that's my point. Eventually, you put what's the old saying in the Bible? You put childish things aside.
Mm-hmm.
And my thing is what I'm saying is my point with that is not to, you know, demean. I respect all these brothers that work hard and get where they want. I'm all for success. I'm all for, I'm a capitalist at heart. I want everybody to succeed and stuff like that. But my thing is that if you're gonna I'll come from two fronts. From the business side of it, my thing is that let's say you're Burger King and stuff like that, and you come out with your franchise Burger King and everything, and you know you sell burgers and everything like that. If you run a Burger King, all right, just because McDonald's started before you, are you gonna go over there and be cheesing the pictures and promoting and everything McDonald's, or are you gonna promote Burger King? Now that's a little bit of crazy analogy and whatnot, but what I'm saying business wise is that if drug free bodybuilding is ever going to take hold and get bigger and prosper as you want to be at the front table with some of the big sports out there,
mm-hmm.
is that you got to make a choice. You got to make a choice. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't, you know, go to these things or nothing. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying there's not things that you can learn from people in IFB. I'm not saying being anti and things of that nature. But my thing is while your sport is suffering and there's athletes that are getting jacked. And when I say that is there's some big contests out there, but there's also some small contests out there. And I don't went to contests where the prize money was $500. And after taxes, what's that, $250?
Yeah.
And how much they spend to get to that contest? With the ladies, $2,000-$3,000, if not more. And
yeah,
I think
it's up there. For women, it's
right.
Expensive.
Right. So business wise, if you see all the athletes start, you see nowadays that all the athletes want to create their own brand. They go out on social media and they go out and push themselves and things of that nature. But to have full control, and I'm telling you, this is how I went at it with P4P. This is the reason why I went this route, is that to have full control is you got to find an entity that you're at the head of the parade. So, for instance, the drug-free bodybuilding is virgin territory right now. You know, there's organizations been there for over 40 years and stuff like that. They still don't have the reputation of a place to be for, other businesses to make money or exposure or what have you. Is nothing. I told Kaylin the other while, I seen a ping pong contest on ESPN that I think there was $15,000 up for grabs. And there was Reebok and a whole bunch of other things there. And I was like, I'm like, come on, man. And my thing is, we need, the athletes need more exposure. The sport needs more exposure. If as a business, if this is a business, and I know some people is not, but if the organization, they are a business. If you have a business, most people would think that if you have a business, you promote your business, right? And my thing is there's like little to none promotion. If you get outside of social media, you get outside of the vendors that they go through that don't publicize the athletes that they have outside of the show. If you get into all that stuff, if you get into some of these organizations, and I'm not going to name them, I'm across the board. Like I said, I'm pro athlete and I'm neutral when it comes to all organizations. I will praise all organizations for the things that they do. And I will sit there, if I see things that just don't sit right with me, I will go across the board just the same. I'm neutral down all the way through. And my thing is that some are better than others. I will say that. But I just got done talking to Kaylee and whatnot. A lot of them, unless they can show me otherwise. And like I said, last year we went on a 28-show tour. Now, I will let Vicky McCann off the hook because I didn't actually go to a show that she promoted and stuff like that, and Rich Fitter. I will on that end, I will get that off. But what I'm saying is that they still all are responsible for exposure for the athlete. And I know they do a lot, and I'm not saying they don't, but I feel that we can all do better, including P4P. And my thing is that I think the athletes would feel better. I think the athletes would feel more confident. I think that they'd be more behind if instead of you hear negativity, this athlete is a natty and this athlete ain't a natty. This athlete, we need to kick them out. We need to kick this athlete out. Once in a while, we would like to hear something positive to where, okay, let's have a 5-year plan on how we're going to grow this organization. What I hear from every organization, the athletes first. Well, are they?
Mm-hmm.
And my thing is they're great in certain places, and in some places they're not. Now, I will also put some of the responsibility on the athletes too as well, because no one's going to do anything unless you put them to the fire. And my thing is that, sometimes we have to pay attention not only to our fellow athletes, but also into the entity that we are participating in, and be fair down the line. And I'm saying this stuff, you know, and like I said, man, here's at the end of the day, I got my wife and kids at home. You know, I know who I am. I know what I believe in. And like I said, I'm pro athlete. After that, dude, it doesn't really matter to me. You know, I'm okay in my skin. So I don't mind by, you know, voicing out certain things to, you know, people. And if any, you know, heads of organizations want to come talk to me or whatever of you know, and make it a positive aspect to where we can sort of get our heads together and sort of do some things and whatnot to make it better for the athletes, I'm all for that. But all the social media back and forth, man, I'm a grown man. You know, I'm in my 40s, man. I don't, that's some first grade stuff. You know, I'm a business owner. I don't sit there and go tit for tat on the social media. Now, if you want to sit there, and have an intelligent argument, and come with your mind open, and we all take our lumps, but we all sit there and get together and try to make it better, then I'm all for that. That's some grown up stuff. I'm with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but the other stuff, man, you can save that for the kiddie pool. I'm not with that. And my thing is that, you know, I'm serious about this, like a heart attack. And my thing is that we need to do better, because it's horrible. It's disrespectful. These athletes work hard for what they do. And my thing is you should work equally hard to try to make it a better environment for a person. Now, let me break this down to you, like fractions. If the steroid breakout, what they're saying, and the illegal stuff and everything like that, do you know a lot of the IFBB pros and people who are on that side started here?
Yes.
You know that, right?
Yes.
So the question is why couldn't we keep them? Versus them going to the dark side, why, now there's some people that just going to do what they're going to do. But my thing is why couldn't we keep some of them? And my thing is because, like I said, there's some people who've been here for a long time, Kaylin, and it's, you know, it's going up inch by inch. You know, I'm not trying to say that nothing's happening, but what I'm saying is for as long as some of these businesses, not all, some of them are new and whatnot, but some of them that have been here for a while, I'm just saying they can do better. And my thing is maybe if we did a little bit better, we would have doused down some of the juice heads that went to that side, or some of the athletes that went to that side and picked that side of it. That alone, you know, we could create just as much exposure as they could on that side, right? If we could create it just as, you know, we created, went out and actually promote shows, went out and actually got sponsors, went out and actually worked the streets and stuff like that, and do this and stuff. And I'm not saying, you know, people might think I'm talking about the promoters. I think the promoters are getting, I think they take all of the responsibility and get not even close to the reward. I think they sometimes, some of them are left holding the bag, and that's real.
Mm-hmm.
And my thing is that I commend the promoters out there, because without them, there would be no shows. But, man, I'm going to tell you, promoters take a huge risk. Some of them do. Because if it doesn't work out, they're left in some places, they're left holding the bag. And but I'm talking about the organizations. There's a whole lot of money circulating. Do the math, everybody. Take a minute of your day and do the math. And there's a lot of money rolling through these organizations. And you're gonna tell me the best you can do is a social media poster and a really good venue once a year, and that's it. Let me ask you a question. Some of these vendors that you have come and do your show, these corporate vendors and whatnot, some of them have supplement stores, especially some of these supplement companies that are half juice head and half drug free. We all know who they are. And my thing is why would you even have companies like that sponsoring your show that would not recruit one athlete in your organization? Does that make sense?
No.
With like the be able to sponsors one athlete in your, I don't talk with these cats. I know what they think about drug free.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they really don't care.
I know about that too, yeah.
Yeah, they really don't care either way. They're just looking at their bottom line. But my thing is they know where their money come from.
Mm-hmm.
And my thing is they you know, it's okay if you want to do that drug free amongst yourselves. But as soon as that shit outside your circle, we might have a problem. And stuff like that. Why would you have people like that? Why would you have people like that? Is the NFL going to have people who would be maybe only 20% support them?
Yeah.
Well, even the IFBB, where the juiceheads are, would they have anybody who's just 20% behind them? I mean, these are questions you got to start asking yourself and look around and sit there and say, all right, man, what is really going on? And my thing is that, you know, I'm saying this not to sit there and make myself look like, oh, whoa, who is this dude? What is he talking about? And stuff like that. We got to stop persecuting people for speaking up. That's one thing I see all the time. Can't no one say boo without a whole bunch of people talking about, well, who do you think he is? How are we going to ever prosper if someone don't speak up?
Mm-hmm.
And stuff like that. And I'm going to tell you.
We want to do or not.
Yeah.
I mean, you think about it, because people are speaking. It's just basically you're trying to drown them out. What I've seen is they jump down to people's throats and basically ask them, you know, what grounds or what right do you have to even speak like this? But I'm saying if there's an issue, you know, why couldn't they say it?
Well, man, I mean, my thing is, man, I'll hear anybody out, you know, and I take the conversation for what it is, if I agree with it or if I don't, and stuff like that. If I don't agree with it, then I don't agree with it. But I don't persecute people for it. That's their opinion. That's what they're, but it, because I don't know everything. So my thing is, if someone might have an idea that's going to be very useful, but we shut people down right away, and we don't sit there and at least hear people out and whatnot and stuff like that, then, dude, we'll never get, no one knows everything. And I mean, we'll never grow. So, I mean, we have to be humble, number one, because if someone don't want to be willing to listen to others, then they got a humble problem.
Part of being
humble is being able to humble yourself as an individual to listen to someone else that might know more or have a better idea or a better way than you. And you have to humble yourself so you can hear him or her and stuff like that. And this is what I'm saying. I mean, right now we're doing some real talk. And I know there are going to be some people I'm rubbing the wrong way and stuff like that, but that's fine. That's fine. I'm good with that. I'm good with that. You know, sometimes some people need to be rubbed the wrong way. And that's how you get things happening. But my thing is that it disturbs me sometimes when I go to some shows and stuff like that. And it's really bad when you see a show that, you know, there might be 100 people in the audience. And it might not, you know, and that the prize money is not determined until the day of the show or sometimes the night of the show. Or there's athletes who are getting secondhand trophies where things were falling off of it and stuff like that, like they got it from the garage sale. These things disturb me. They sort of make me want to have a hard time holding my vomit down and stuff like that, especially when people do that and then they sit there and talk about the athletes first. I mean, come on, man.
Yeah.
And my thing is that these athletes deserve much better, man. And I believe they will surprise you. I believe me, and I'm just taking us as an example. I'm not trying to set us out PvP as the answer. I'm not doing that at all. But, you know, I'm just going based off of what I know. And all I know was that me and Joe were basically business people, that we wanted to be entrepreneurs. But we wanted to also do something that we love. And this sport we love, we dedicated ourselves to this sport. Now, we weren't as great as, you know, maybe a Cleveland Thomas and all that stuff and Meshack and all that action. But, man, we took it seriously. And we came down there, we came in there in a battle and stuff like that. And my thing is that it was, as I started investigating a lot more when it comes to this sport, It almost broke my heart, man. I mean, I didn't realize half this stuff was going on. I mean, if someone had told me some of this stuff, like what I'm saying right now, I'd be like, there's no way. No way. And my thing is, you know, once we're done with this whole conversation here, I want everybody to know, you know, I want there to be some solutions, too. To where, you know, the big title here is we can do better. We can do better. And we need to do better. We should be the sport, not them. I have nothing against the juice heads. But we have more in line with society. We do testing that is on the same level as NCAA Olympic style testing and things of that matter, and we get no credit for it.
Yeah.
And while you're sitting there doing witch hunts on our athletes and whatnot, why don't you do the same vigor by promoting our athletes and letting people know what's going on? Because when I go out because I do both sides of it, P4P Muscle and P4P Sports. And when I go out to venues that's on the P4P sports side, and I sit there and talk about where the IFBB over there are making more money than the athletes that are drug free, they look at me screwy. They have no clue why is that. And you know what they say to me, Kim?
Exactly.
They said it sounded like a business problem. it sounded like a business problem over there. Because you tell me over there they're drug free, right? Yeah. You tell me over there they do Olympic style, water testing, NCAA testing. I mean, this is the strictest anti-doping testing in the world, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. They do that over there? No.
No.
Is it known that they do illegal drugs over there? Yeah, pretty much a whole lot of people know that. And they make more money than y'all? Yeah. Well, man, that's backwards.
Yeah.
They like, yeah, that's backwards. Why is that? Why is that? That sound like you got a bad, that'd be like an actor. That sound like that you should be firing your promotional person, your publicist. They're doing a poor job promoting you. And my thing is that's how I see it. They need to promote, and that's probably the most thing that really messes me up, is why that these organizations, federations that have money that won't promote their top athletes. I'm not saying you got to promote everybody. I'm saying your worldwide champion. I mean, that should be known. There should be a banner of this dude. This dude should be doing a tour among supplement stores. They should be in schools talking to young kids, telling them to stay drug-free. They should be out there because this dude should be commended. He's a worldwide champ, and he did it drug-free. But
yeah,
that ain't happening. My question is why? So, my thing is we talk a lot about the test, and we talk about a lot of things and stuff like that, and those are all important. I don't want anyone to, you know, mistake that I'm not saying that stuff is important. I think it's heavily important. But I feel that there's not even close to the attention on the front street of drug-free bodybuilding and fitness that to a point that there's not even opportunities. And in my opinion, and I'm not even saying up. And you remember when we went around and we gave people $300 and stuff like that when we first came out? And I went on stage and I said to everybody, I said, look, man, if you support drug-free athletes, your dollars should be going towards companies that support drug-free athletes 100%. Period. And my thing is it don't have to be us. It can be any rival company of us. It can be whoever it may be. But, dude, if you for real, all these people that sitting there saying they're natty this and natty that, you better make sure you support the companies that are 100% for the natty. If you ain't, then you're a fraud.
Mm-hmm.
You're a fraud. You giving your money to the juice head. What sense that make? And my thing is this is real talk. And I'm not sitting there saying everybody who, you know, I'm not trying to do a witch hunt myself and stuff like that. But this is real talk, man. You can't sit there and go at other people about who's real natty and stuff like that. And only thing that you're judging it on is just the urine cup.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. If, you know, what's the old saying? If it looks like a duck, if it quacks like a duck, it's a damn duck.
Yeah.
So, I mean, either you natural, either you, for my question before, either you're natty or you ain't. Bottom line. You know, and I don't know how we're going to grow as a drug-free organization if we're not 100%, not just the urine cup. A stage for most people is maybe once, twice a year. So you're going to tell me that that's the only judgment for being a natty. So someone could do drugs the whole entire year and stuff like that, and then stop doing drugs 2 or 3 months before and piss a clean piss test, and then they 100% natty.
Yeah.
Be very careful. Be very careful of how you judging what a natty is. The people who you might be shocked. Now, I'm not trying to put something out there that I know something that nobody else knows. But what I'm saying is natty is more than a urine cup. It's what you do. It's who you are. It's what you believe in. It's for instance, you got and people whatever they want to say about Cleveland Thomas or whatever deal is and whatnot. Have you ever seen Cleveland Thomas do an NPC show?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Have you? And it's nothing against NPC show. But my thing is for him, for example, this dude is straight up for drug-free bodybuilding. If you listen to this dude, the way he talks, everything that he say, and when he goes out and stuff like that, he refused to even think about it. Doing anything that might be sort of drug-free or not. Not saying whoever does NPC is wrong, because to each their own, you do what's best for your life. I'm not judging that. But my point is my whole point with that is you better be very careful of how you judging who's a natty and who ain't. You sitting there, and see, this is the conversation that I can't have because I get upset every time I start talking about this. And I'm sitting there thinking about this. I'm sitting there thinking about heads and people who are sitting there in pictures, cheesing with juice heads, signing autographs and whatnot, buying their products and making them money while you giving athletes $100 gift certificate. Or $200 prize money, or a secondhand trophy, or things of that nature, and you're going to sit there and tell me who the athlete, the drug-free athlete is first? Come on, man. Who are you playing?
Yeah. Well, see, this is something, let's do another analogy, because this is something that... when I used to work at Kmart Warehouse, and Walmart was, the big one in the way of business, and they used to ask us, why do you cash your checks over at Walmart when, you say you working here, but you're sending your money over there?
Yeah.
And you expect us to keep doing business as well as we do when the money isn't where it should be. If you love Kmart so much, and, a lot of us were just working there for a job, like you said. Not everybody was in it like the other people were in it. But it still made sense if you got... Why wouldn't you keep the money there?
I don't... Hey, man. This is what I'm saying. that's so true what you said there, Caleb. I mean, and you've probably been saying it longer than everybody about, I know how you feel about, you go up and you get autographs from these athletes over on that side, and that's fine, whatever, to each their own. But at the time, my point is not saying that you shouldn't do that. I'm saying that where's that type of love for the drug-free athlete?
Mm-hmm.
Where is it? Why are we the ones that are getting scraps off the table? Why? Why can there be a campaign for that athlete over there, but not for a drug-free athlete over here?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody who I talk to outside of our sport, that I tell them what the drug-free athlete, bodybuilder, and fitness, bikini, figure, physique, on and whatnot, what they have to do and the testing they have to go through and stuff like that, and they think it's wonderful. And they was like, why? How come? Because they was like, dude, I thought you guys were all the same. No. We ain't all the same. Trust that. And stuff like that. And they was like, well, I don't understand that. And my thing is, man, it starts with us. Is what you just said there. Is that we have to support our own. My thing is not saying that you shouldn't do this or you grew up on something or everything like that and things of that nature and this is how it is and stuff. I'm not sitting there saying everybody boycott the IFBB, Flex Magazine, all that stuff. That's not what I'm saying at all. What I'm saying is you need to put the pressure on your own organizations and federations on making it better for here. If there's exposure over there, we need to get exposure for our worldwide champions over here. And what's really messed up, because all the organizations are all against each other, when you could have someone who's a 20-time champ and never had a problem and stuff like that and never be recognized for it over here. If that 20-time chant was over there in the IFBB, they'll be a marching band when they come in. Now you tell me what's fair and what ain't.
Mm-hmm.
And someone's a 20-time worldwide champion on our side, they gotta trust me, especially if it's cross federation lines. They had to go through some lie detectors. They had to go through a whole bunch of urine tests and stuff like that versus what that person over there did. Stuff like that. And the diet is different. The recovery is different. Everything is different when you do it clean. And to me, it's almost like it's almost like, I don't know, it's like a split world or something where we herald some drug-free athletes if it's in our own organization and stuff like that. If it's in our own backyard, then we're all good with that athlete. But if it's not in our backyard, oh, yeah, that's cool. But we're all drug-free athletes, regardless of who you think is true, who's a true natty and who ain't. I don't support cheaters either. But come on, brother. If we don't support each other, who will? And we eating each other. Those juice heads, and I think you, Jim Evans, people like that, pillars of the community of drug-free bodybuilding, more than that. Say, these juice heads and the executives over there are cracking up on us.
Yes.
They think we're silly. We'll never, like, you sit there and say, well, where's our Arnold Schwarzenegger? Where's our Jay Cutler? Where's our, we ain't gonna ever have that with this type of stuff going on.
That's right.
We ain't gonna ever have that because there's no respect for any of them. There's no consensus of, okay, this dude's a worldwide champ. Give him his dues.
Yeah, how will anybody,
you know what I'm saying? How will anybody know our world champions if only you support what's in your backyard? Man, come on, man! You in a dream world? If you think that's gonna just blow up and maybe some people are saying. I think I read something earlier on social media today. There's some guy was talking about, you know, all the stuff that the natural drug-free bodybuilder don't get, and that the drug-free bodybuilder do it. You know, they don't do it for all that stuff. They do it for passion. They do it for passion, the love for the sport and everything like that. You know, here's my thing with that. I agree. I think if for you to be a drug-free bodybuilder, you do it for a passion. But let me ask you a question. Being a drug-free bodybuilder is a good example for your daughter, or a good example for your son, or a good example for youth in general? If you think that if you can turn away a person that would have went to the juicing side, the illegal side, and you talk to this person, or you put someone out there that could captivate this person to stay over here and whatnot on this side, do you think it's worth it? Do you think it's worth doing some exposure? Do you think it's right? Do the math now. Everybody do the math. That there's organizations getting a whole bunch of money, and that there's little to none exposure unless it's in our own community. And do you think it's right that a worldwide champ for whatever federation it is shouldn't be respected as much as a Jay Cutler or Phil Heath, who's a worldwide champ? What's the difference? He's bigger. They both work hard in the gym. You don't just become a worldwide champ overnight.
You better believe they didn't.
Right. So where's the respect level? That's what I'm talking about, brother. Not respect from the outside, from them over there, from our own people, from our own organizations. And what I'm saying is when I say that, I'm not saying that the organization, they're doing it maliciously. Like they're sitting there saying, oh, how am I gonna get these cats? What I'm saying is that it comes down to what I said before. We can do better. We can do better. And we need to have a real talk. And it might need where the athletes bring that talk to them. And no one wants to see any drug-free organization to go away or not exist or anything. Because I think if you're for drug-free bodybuilding, no matter if there's some things that aren't happening or things that should be changed, that's a good thing to start off. But what I'm talking about on how to get better, how to push drug-free bodybuilding and fitness out there, how to get the same recognition and whatnot as they do. Now, I know those people over there have a demographic between a certain age limit of who gravitate towards them. And they do a wonderful job going after that demographic. But we have a demographic too. Our demographic, in my opinion, is actually bigger. The only problem is that we don't take full advantage of it. And my thing is that we need to focus some on the front street, and we need to respect each other. We need to have honest conversations to where we're not demeaning each other when we say things and stuff like that, or we disagree with things because we can't grow. The next thing what we need to do is when there's a worldwide champ that has been urine tested, even though you think it's not WADA and whatnot, and stuff like that, if there's certain things that are over the counter that one federation let by that the other one, we can have disagreements on that. I get it. Me, I could care less because I'll be clean regardless. But what I'm saying is that you may disagree with that person testing and saying there's some things on there that aren't on WADA and I don't know about that. Okay? There's one thing to disagree with that, and you think you don't like that, and you think that shouldn't be going on. It's another thing to demean and disrespect and try to run a person out a drug-free bodybuilding based on a disagreement or something that you don't agree with.
Mm-hmm.
That's not smart, number one. Number two, at the end of the day, a lot of these organizations, WNBF, DFAC, IFPA, there's more. There's 50, there's so many, and stuff like NGA. At the end of the day, they push drug-free bodybuilding. Now, some are more stringent on it than others. It's a matter of opinion. You start getting caught up in the weeds on that stuff and whatnot, then what happens is there's never going to be a disagreement. So it's going to come down to, if you can't agree on anything, it's going to come down to one federation swallowing up everybody else. It's a corporate takeover. It's going to have to be that if you're talking about something that's going to grow. Because you can't grow in that. If there's no respect for all the different federation worldwide champions, then how are you going to grow your sport? You know how the IFBB grew their sport? A lot of people don't understand how they started. They just see what's happening right now. But if you really look at back in the day with Arnold Schwarzenegger and all them cats way back, Frank Zane, all them cats way back then and stuff, a lot of them had to do part-time jobs while they were doing their bodybuilding. It wasn't like it was when it got full blown. It definitely ain't like it is with Phil Heath and Jay Cutler, Ronnie Coleman, and all of them. So my thing is you got to start somewhere. But if you don't ever start, it'll never happen. So, I mean, my thing is that we need to all do better. The testing, we need to do better. But the front street, we definitely need to be better. We got phenomenal athletes. We got phenomenal athletes. And they should be recognized from that. I mean, they should be recognized. We should be yelling from the mountaintops. Look at these athletes. Look at this single mom with three kids putting it down on stage. Putting it down on stage for little to no money, just the love of the sport, just the love of being fit and stuff like that. There's a lot that we can offer people if we just believe in ourselves as a unit and someone lead.
I think what people are misunderstanding, if you're saying about natural athletes, then it should be about natural athletes. It shouldn't be about, who you have a beef with. I mean, because it almost sounds like high school or challenge. When we get to that point, it's like, I said, there's been plenty of times where I said, it's not about who or what, but more like how you feel towards them. There's plenty of people that are just balls to the wall, just knocking folks out when they step on stage because that's how they are.
Right.
And so, I don't, it's because he's going to win, I don't really want to pick him. It's not about picking. Right. If that's the best person on stage, that's the best person on stage, period.
Right. And, my thing is, man, there's too many thin skin.
You're giving them too much credit. You're giving them too much credit. They worse than thin skin.
It's almost
to the point of childishness when you talk about how hard they're going at people. Because, if you're making direct shots at people, that makes no sense. Because, like you said, if it's about the show and the athlete, if we're not supporting each other, we're getting laughed at all the way on and off stage. And it's a joke. And that's the sad part of it, because we are being ridiculed by the people that don't care about us at all. And they're watching us go at each other and basically do a worse job than they ever dream of.
And here's the thing, man. If everybody at a unit you know, everybody together said, look, we don't care about that, JB. We just, you know, we're happy just doing this as a hobby. We really don't really care about, you know, what's happening, or, you know, if the money decreased, we just don't care. If the exposure decreased, we just don't care. You know, this is, you know, we just do this because we like it, and that's it, and stuff like that. There's, you know, nothing more. Then I would put my hands up. I would put my hands up and say, well, okay, then I'm good. I'm good, because that's what everybody wants. Hey, man, we interview hundreds. Let me break this down to y'all. If there was nothing wrong and people wasn't satisfied, and everybody was satisfied, I should say, then there would be no P4P. There would be no P4P, man. Because this, what I'm speaking right now is what we, when we interview our athletes, this is what we talk about. Unity.
Yes.
We talk about leverage. We talk about getting more than your social media shout out and stuff like that. We talk about creating something and bringing the drug free athlete out into the light. These are the things we talk about. And we interview hundreds of drug free athletes. And we're not offering 50,000 sweepstakes. We're not offering paid contracts or bonuses or anything like that. All we offering is here's our idea. This is what we feel drug-free bodybuilding and fitness should be and whatnot, and we're going to work on trying to get it there.
Mm-hmm.
Are you in or are you out? That's where it comes down to. And we're at around 400 and something athletes, give or take. Now, in a year and a half. So how did we get 400-something athletes if everything is good?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
If everything's good and that's what we're preaching, how we get those athletes then? Because we ain't giving away Maseratis. We ain't giving away Maseratis. Okay, so this is real talk. Grown-up talk. This ain't me calling names or anything like that or putting people out like that. I'm not trying to do that. I love this sport. I love this sport. The passion that I see some of these athletes, and I think I had this conversation with Angela Yale. I go to these contests just to be moved.
Mm-hmm.
And when I go to these contests and I see someone like her or even recently, Meshack did a poser routine that was moving, and things of that nature. When I see these things and stuff like that, it moves me. It makes me want to be more than what I am. It makes me want to go out there and work harder, hustle harder.
Mm-hmm.
And these are valuable traits. We have these women and men that do this, man. They have more closer relationship to the average person that are, you know, that are trying to accomplish things in their life. And it may not be in bodybuilding. They may just know who you are, where you came from, and say, you know what? If she can do it, I can accomplish this. And like I said, we got a youth movement that we're doing, but that's gonna take place when school starts. And we got a 12-year-old snowboarder, drug free, teaching them young, homie. And then we're gonna parade that dude around. What you think gonna happen when we come in there and we got this 12-year-old, he go in his classroom, sponsored by P4P Muscle, drug free athlete. We don't want to sponsor drug-free athletes and stuff like that. His friend's going to be like, man, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be a whole different mindset.
Right. And somebody in that classroom, when he get up and talk about why he stays drug free, and how he got sponsored by a supplement company that saw something in him. And this dude comes, and here's the deal: he comes from a single mom. His dad's not in the picture, and he this kid is a good kid. He goes out there and he works hard, man. He works hard. I mean, when I see stuff like that, Kalen, it motivates me. I'm from the Midwest, and we known for work ethic. And when I see people who work hard, man, it does something to me. When I see people put that hustle in, it does something to me. And I'm attracted to people like that. And my thing is that when I watch this kid and stuff like that, and how much, you know, he put into his craft, and he's good, man. He's really good. And he puts in his craft and, man, and stuff like that, man. He will affect one kid. If he affects, someone in that classroom will be affected, and that will be one less juice head. Now, you tell me if the exposure is worth that.
Mm-hmm. And that's natural bodybuilding. That's natural athlete.
Yep, that's real. You tell me why someone's sitting there, what are you talking about, boom, boom, boom. Man, I'm going to tell you, if you demand from these organizations to put you out there, I'm talking about put you out there. I'm talking about these corporate sponsors. I'm going to tell you right now, dude, when we do this youth movement, we'll be in supplement stores. We'll be in schools. We'll be in churches. We'll be wherever they want to hear about drug free. You know, let me break this down to you, dog. Drug free is a good thing. So I hear. We don't need to keep it quiet. And my thing is I'm just tired of being quiet, brother. I'm just tired of being quiet. I'm tired of being quiet about it. If people are tired of hearing me, and that's what I'm going to tell you, man. Let me tell you about the other side of it. And I'm not trying to, like I said, I got nothing against them. But they're gangsters over there, man. And I just wish we had some gangsters over here for our athletes. But they're gangster over there. And I know athletes, and I'm not going to name them. I don't know who they are, what they do and stuff, but I know athletes who will go over there and whoop up some IFBB people, and they're drug free, and whoop them up,